You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Tasha Bradley and her boyfriend argue while running errands. Bradley decides to stay in the truck while boyfriend goes inside to the Nashville Family Dollar. Moments later, Tasha Bradley rams the truck through the storefront, drives inside the store trying to locate the boyfriend and run him down.
Bradley fled from the store on foot after the crash, but police caught up with her shortly after. Photos of the store show broken glass, knocked over displays, and merchandise everywhere. While the store owners have not put a dollar amount on the damage, it is clearly extensive. No customers have reported injuries stemming from the incident.
Bradley, 33, charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery, and vandalism. Alexander Menina pushes a stroller with a sleeping baby through Walmart, but it's not a father-child outing. It's a shoplifting ploy. Menina hides over $1,000 of merchandise in the stroller with the baby, who's really a doll, and walks out of the store with security on his heels. Menina, arrested for shoplifting at Walmart 4 times before, now facing felony theft. Oh, baby. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
According to family members, a security guard was among 3 fatalities in a shooting early Sunday at a bar in Kansas City. The incident also left 2 other people wounded, 1 seriously. The victims have not yet been identified by police, and few details have been released regarding the circumstances surrounding the shooting that occurred just before the Climax Lounge's 1:30 a.m. closing. According to a relative who spoke to our friends with the Kansas City Star, 41-year-old Jason McConnell was manning security at the bar's entrance when he was shot and killed. People in the crowd told McConnell's family that the shooting occurred as the local rapper who was playing at the club was leaving. Kansas City police say 5 victims were discovered inside the bar when officers arrived and that they began administering first aid. A man who spent more than 15 years on Ohio's death row for the 2006 murder of his ex-girlfriend's 3-year-old boy will now have a new trial. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
54-year-old Lamont Hunter was convicted of aggravated murder, child endangerment, and rape in Tristan Blue's death. Authorities said the child was sexually assaulted and died from head injuries sustained from blunt force trauma and shaking. Hunter claimed he was washing laundry in the basement when the boy hit his head on the concrete floor after falling down the stairs. The deputy coroner, who initially determined that the boy's death was a homicide, changed her opinion 2 years ago after re-examining evidence in the case. As a result, the prosecution agreed to a new trial. The deputy coroner now states that the cause of death is undetermined and that hospital staff unintentionally caused the injuries she had mistakenly attributed to sexual assault. Following prosecutors' request for a postponement, a hearing held to determine whether Hunter might be released on bond while awaiting a new trial ended without a decision.
According to prosecutors, the county coroner's office is reportedly re-examining the entire case, including more than 700 pages of information from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. A Louisiana woman accused of killing a boy whose body was found inside a suitcase in a rural area of southern Indiana last year is requesting a change of venue. Dawn Coleman claims that the public outcry over the child's death would make it impossible for her to receive a fair trial. Coleman's attorney submitted the motion for a venue change Monday. According to our friends at WTHR-TV, the attorney asserts that public hostility and anger over the child's death, along with media attention, would prevent the Shreveport mothers receiving a fair trial in southern Indiana's Washington County. A hearing about Coleman's change of venue request is scheduled for June 1st. This past October, Coleman was arrested in San Francisco in connection to the death of 5-year-old Cairo Amar Jordan of Atlanta, Georgia. She's accused of aiding, inducing, or causing murder, neglect of a dependent resulting in death, and obstruction of justice. Minnesota senators have approved a bill that would make the state the 23rd to legalize marijuana for adult use and permit adults over the age of 21 to use it recreationally. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The bill has already been approved by the Minnesota House and will now be signed into law by Governor Tim Walz. While opponents of the bill claim it would impair public health and safety, supporters say that it would advance social justice. By August 1st, marijuana use, possession, and home cultivation would all be permitted under the proposed legislation. retail sales at dispensaries would likely be at least a year away. Under the new legislation, Minnesotans who have been convicted of misdemeanor or petty misdemeanor possession will automatically have their records wiped. The Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has predicted that process will take until August of next year to complete.
The Minnesota bill would allow people convicted of selling marijuana or other significant nonviolent pot-related felonies to request having their records cleared or to have their sentences reduced.
Dorothy Yates McCatherine's children live with her parents, and she gives them a call. While talking, she's disappointed she won't see her daughter on her birthday, but cheers up talking about the party plan for the weekend after. Yates McCatherine starts dinner to have it ready when her husband gets home. When he walks inside their Louisiana home, he finds veggies burning on the stove, his wife nowhere to be found. Police find a hat, scarf, and jewelry belonging to Yates McCatherine on the couple's 5-acre property, but no sign of her. Dorothy Yates McCatherine, missing since January 21, 2020. If you have info, please call the Cato Parish Sheriff's Office, 318-675-2170. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.